In a packed auditorium, a performance of an epic historical Kurdish poem. It's a tragedy akin to Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. It was adapted for theatre and produced by Kurdish poet Kavar Nemir. Nemir points to his traumatic childhood as a driver to his fight to keep the Kurdish language alive.
With the beginning of school, I was assimilated harshly. They were telling us, you're Kurds, but you're beasts. I remember this. And also, you're not a nation. You're not human. You don't have any language. You don't have any literature. And when I started to be more politic, I realized that I have to do something.
Until the 1980s, Kurds officially did not exist, being referred to as Mountain Turks. The language was banned until the 1990s. Slowly, restrictions were eased, and Kavar, despite numerous brushes with the law, embarked on his prolific career of poetry and translation. It was a career that he admits probably saved his life. For unlike most of his friends, Kavar chose not to join the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, that has been fighting the Turkish state for minority rights for 4 decades.
I had some really intimate friends. I lost them. They were really my comrades, my friends. And in university, I was one of the rare ones that chose to be writer and didn't die. If I didn't write, I would have gone to PKK because we were all ready as a generation. I stayed here and I said, yeah, I have to write. Language itself is a strong mean for the whole nation because it's combining our nation.
But his fight for the Kurdish language and culture, also in the early years, brought him into conflict with the Kurdish rebels, the PKK.
They were really not aware of the role of the language in forming and in combining the society. They are so late. The PKK's leader, Mr. Abdullah Öcalan, in 1995, he declared that if we achieve this revolution, maybe for 50 years more, we are going to be speaking in Turkish, not in Kurdish. But right now, for the last 8-9 years, yeah, they're so active because we have a lingual movement for language.
Kavar has so far written and translated 89 books into Kurdish. He's even produced Shakespeare's Hamlet and taken it on tour to Iraqi Kurdistan and Kurds living across Europe. After years of struggle, Kavar believes he's now seen the fruits of his work.
There were some students from universities and they were, you know, reciting my translations of Shakespeare's sonnets, you know, and it made me really very happy. And I saw that, you know, demand is really getting more and more every day, every year. What they took from us was our belief, our national belief. Right now, Kurds are not, you know, adopting about being a nation. They believe that they are a nation.
There is a tentative peace process between the government and the PKK. But Kavar believes, whatever the outcome, there is an irreversible cultural and political assertiveness among Kurds in Turkey and across the region. Doreen Jones, RFI, Diyarbakir.